Ladies and gentlemen, Don Amici and Francis Langford in Philip Rapp's creation, The Bickersons.
What's the matter? All right. Blanche. Blanche! Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I just thought I'd like to look nice this morning.
What?
I knew you'd forget. You don't even know what day this is.
I do, too. It's rent day.
It is not. Today happens to be our wedding anniversary.
Well, I knew it was a sad occasion of some kind.
Now, what kind of a remark is that? That's supposed to be funny?
No, it isn't supposed to be funny, Blanche. I'm just groggy, that's all. I'm sorry.
I knew you'd forget it.
I didn't forget it.
Then why didn't you say something?
Blanche, I just opened my eyes.
You forgot it.
I tell you, I didn't forget it. But even if I did, you'd remind me of it. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Is that all? No plans? We've been married 8 years. Don't you want to do something?
No, it's too late to do anything.
That's too bad about you. How you suffer. I didn't get such a bargain, you know.
Okay.
There's better fish in the ocean than the one I caught.
There's better bait, too.
John Bickerson!
Okay, I'm sorry. Just put your hack away at me in the morning, and I'm so exhausted, I don't know what I'm saying.
You wouldn't be so exhausted if you went to bed at a reasonable hour.
I had to work overtime. Pour me some coffee.
Did you get paid?
I'll get paid.
What time did you get home?
12:30.
If you got home at 12:30, why were you so long getting into bed? I know for a fact you didn't come to bed until almost 2.
I was in the kitchen putting the stuff away.
What stuff?
What's the matter, Blanche? You told me to bring stuff home for the party tonight. You invited a lot of your crumb friends and you told me to bring stuff. Well, I brought stuff.
Did you bring the potatoes for the potato salad?
I brought potatoes.
Did you pair them?
I paired them.
All of them?
All except one. It had a big knob on top, and I couldn't find a mate for it.
I
don't know what you meant, Blanche. I peeled the potatoes, and I even boiled them last night. Holy smoke, look at the time. Where's my pants? Who stole my pants?
Nobody stole your pants.
I just looked in the wastebasket, and they're not there. And my shoes are missing from the sink.
Nothing's missing, John. Your pants are on a hanger in the closet, and your shoes are in the shoe rack.
How'd they get there?
I put them there.
Well, I wish you'd quit throwing my things around like that. By the time I find everything, I'll be late for work.
You won't be late. Here are your pants.
Thanks. Blanche, these aren't my pants.
They're not? Then whose pants are they?
That's a good question. Only I should be asking it.
Don't be so snide. They were baggy, so I pressed them.
Baggy.
Took me an hour to find the right crease. Be careful you don't wrinkle them now.
What's the difference? I like my pants to look lived in.
You're dragging the cuffs on the floor. Hold your trouser leg with your left hand and step in with your right foot.
Blanche, I've been putting on my own pants for over 40 years and I don't need you to form on the job. Hand me my tie.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. I want to use it for a belt. My suspenders are broken.
Why don't you wear your belt?
I'm using it to keep the soles from falling off my shoes.
John, because you know your shoes.
I know, and I haven't got a belt. Where's my shirt? Where'd you hide my shirt?
I didn't hide it anywhere.
Well, where is it?
I draped it around the canary's cage so he could sleep.
Is my shirt the only rag you can find to cover that cage with?
I haven't heard anything, has it?
No, but I don't like the way that bird pokes into my pockets. Every time I take a cigarette out, I'm smoking birdseed. Why do you have to cover the cage anyway?
The canary is sensitive to light.
Well, get him a pair of sunglasses. I leave my shirt alone. No bird's going to sleep later than I do. Dodge, shut up.
John, why must you be so mean on our anniversary?
Blanche, I'm not mean. I'm worried. Business is bad. My job is hanging by a thread.
Well, you shouldn't have quit your other job.
You made me quit. You said it wasn't dignified selling bowling balls. You were embarrassed to answer when people asked you what your husband sold.
Well, it sounded like it was trying to start a fight.
It's no problem for you. I gotta go.
Here. And don't forget your sample.
I won't forget it. Darn vacuum cleaner gets heavier every day. Straighten this hose around my neck, will you, Blanche?
There. Now, got everything?
I guess so. Wait a minute. You got any money?
Well, there's 50 cents in the sugar bowl.
50 cents.
You can bring me the change when you come home.
Now listen, Blanche. Something's got to be done about this. I can't go down to work like a pauper every day. A man's got to have a couple of dollars in his pocket.
Now, don't yell at me.
I don't mind going in torn clothes, holes in my socks, but I'm not going to suffer through those lunches anymore.
Well, what's the matter with your lunches?
You ought to know you pack them for me. I'm just getting sick of carrying my lunch to work in a paper sack. Why can't I go to the restaurant like the other fellows?
John, what are you talking about? I haven't fixed your lunch for 2 years.
Oh, Blanche. Every morning of my life, I find my lunch wrapped in brown paper on the side of the sink.
Lunch? That's the garbage.
Goodbye, Blanche.
Goodbye, dear. Happy anniversary.